and we have our second guest today. Hopefully, we're going to have him on momentarily as soon as our wonderful producer does his magic. And I really do appreciate our producer. He is so terrific. He adds so much to the program, and he's just terrific. So thank you. My guest the last 2 hours today is Mike Campbell. He is the author of Amelia Earhart, The Truth at Last, published. It was first published on June 21st, 2012, but now there is an updated second edition. And he also is a co-author with Thomas Devine of With Our Own Eyes, Eyewitnesses to the Final Days of Amelia Earhart, published in 2002. Mike is a member of the Amelia Earhart Society of Researchers. His websites are earharttruth.com and another website that's very interesting that is also on the schedule page is called AmeliaEarhartMovie.com. It's not Mike's, but it's still a really good one. Mike isn't... Mike? What? Okay, so we're... Okay, we'll be right back momentarily.
Hello.
All righty. We have Mike. I see you there.
Hi, Deanna. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm hanging in there. These are tough days lately. And how's your health? The last time I talked to you was like March of 18. It's been a while since I've been on with you.
Yes. I'm doing better. I had kind of a bad year last year. Yeah, it was kind of a bad year, but it's taken me about a year. I'm pretty much recuperated. I'm doing a lot of energy medicine and doing some alternative things, and I'm feeling pretty well compared to what I was last year when I had my lung collapse.
Oh, wow.
And I walked around with it like that for 5 days, not realizing how horribly ill I was. But
your lung, do you know what caused it?
It was, the whole thing was stress related, and I developed something called bronchiectasis, and I had, which is a result of having IBS, which is stress related, and I was just taking care of other people instead of myself, and
working too hard, I'm sure.
It was just caregiver burnout is what I had, but I'm doing well. it was kind of an amazing thing.
We can't save the world by ourselves. You know?
How true, but we can add to it. We must
know our limitations as well.
Indeed.
That's another big one.
Yes.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm so amazed at your dedication to this, and I'm really grateful that there are people like you who have the perseverance to take on a project and see it through, give it as much time as you've given it, so that the truth can be had by others. And I so appreciate that.
We'll talk about that. Yes, this is a unique story. I want to start out, Deanna, by talking about my position statement. It's something I've been working on for a few years since the last time I talked to you. Okay, instead of approaching this from a linear aspect as we always have, from the beginning to the end, as much as we can get in the time, you know, from a time wise old to new. I don't want to do that this time. We'll get to the important stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, but I want to go from the top with my position statement, okay? So the listeners, especially the new ones, will understand from the start what's really going on, okay? And then we'll have something to refer to from the top. Instead of this will be much, much more self-explanatory than starting in a linear position, okay?
Sure.
So, you know, and then from there, my position statement, you know what, it's two pages. And most of it I'm going to read, okay? I don't like to read to the listeners, but, I'll explain. In a situation like this, it needs to be read because it's not a paraphrase deal. This is, you know, precise language that needs to be read. Okay, so
absolutely.
That's where I want to start.
Sure.
And then, you know, you do the introduction and all that in my bio, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going into it, and we were having some trouble hooking up with you. So let's tell us what you want us to know.
Are we on the air now?
Uh-huh, we are.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it. I didn't hear the background as I always did before.
Yeah. We had our producer couldn't bring you in as we usually do, so he did his magic. And, we're on the air. And it's good, I think.
Okay, so this is the first time we've done Skype, too. You know?
Right, because usually we call you.
Yeah, and so... So it's different, and when things are different, things are different. And so I didn't know we were even on the air. I'm glad I didn't say anything that I'm going to be embarrassed about.
No, you didn't. I didn't either.
Yeah, but you knew you were on the air, and I didn't. I expect that the audio quality then is going to be superior than it was before, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think Skype does give a better audio than being on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Okay. Okay, so how much time do we have until the first break?
We have probably 15 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Or 13. Yeah, 13.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's a good chunk. All right, listeners, I know you have a lot of people that have been your listeners, regular listeners, and we've been together several times, and they know the basics on this. And for the new ones, this is my position statement on the Earhart disappearance. And please listen closely, okay? Because from this statement, from this position statement, everything else flows. Okay, there's nothing in any of my positions on the Earhart disappearance that have anything to do with what I think about anything. It's all.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants.
By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, Every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children about living with each other, 'cause the future will soon be in there. Watching us close, they follow our steps. If we do right, I'm sure they'll understand. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all
to live in harmony.
Start
if WordPress decides to take down my blog, I'm going to have to find somewhere else to go, you know?
Okay.
Are we off the air? Are we on the air?
No, we're on.
Okay.
Yes, we're on.
Okay. Should I stand by or what should we do?
Are we going to commercial or no?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. So... Oh, my gosh.
We need to start over then.
So you need to...
We need to start over.
Okay, so you need to do... Yes. Okay.
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 Well, are we on the air now?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All righty. So you have a statement to make, and which I think is wonderful because I would love to have you... I would love to hear it again. So, anyway, sorry, folks, about the technical. Well, hey, technology is great until it isn't. But anyway, our wonderful guest today, Mike Campbell, has a statement that I would like you to listen to very, very fervently, and because that's the way it's presented. And anyway, just listen.
Okay, Deanna, thanks. You know, we'll try to make the best out of this little glitch. Okay, listeners, I've done this once, and I'm going to do it again. I am going to read this because of the precision of the language that is necessary in this statement, okay? Normally I don't read to people. People don't like to be read to, but okay, this is my position statement. I've been working on this constantly. It's been evolving over the past couple of years. It's more or less an extension of the conclusion of my book, A Million Heart the Truth at Last, second edition. It's more or less that, but it's more succinct, and it's a little bit shorter, and it's a little bit harder hitting. Okay, now I'm going to take it one paragraph at a time. Okay, first paragraph, position statement. The very idea that the disappearance of Amelia Earhart is a great aviation mystery is among the most despicable of all the prevailing myths of mainstream American history. So effective has the U.S. government and its media allies been in creating, maintaining, and protecting the straw man as the unquestioned narrative that it has become a piece of our cultural furniture. Because of its universal acceptance by the gullible and curious masses, the false phraseology, quote, Earhart mystery, unquote, defines and dominates all public dialogue about the Earhart case. While the fact of Amelia's wretched and unnecessary demise at the hands of the pre-war Japanese on Saipan is ignored or labeled conspiracy theory advanced only by and for the fringe conspiracy lunatics of society. Next paragraph. But in the deepest bowels of the U.S. security apparatus, some are well aware of the flyer's true fate, and they oversee and protect the physical evidence that would reveal the truth, known only to these scant few custodians of this precious evidence. I explain all this in my book and in my blog, and won't go on at length here. I will give you my blog, though. It's earharttruth.com. Very simple. earharttruth.com. Next paragraph. Discerning individuals who examine the popular Earhart quote-unquote theories. We all know about all these theories. Every time you open up a newspaper, it's or anywhere, a blog, a program, a documentary. Theories is all you hear. Well, you'll soon find not a scintilla of evidence for either Crashed and Sank or Nicomoraro that doesn't break down under the slightest scrutiny. Not a single artifact in a dozen trips since 1989 that's been scrounged up from the Nicomoraro garbage dumps has been forensically linked to Amelia Earhart or Fred Noonan, despite the constant drumbeat of our corrupt media establishment telling us to buy the snake oil. Many of the ignorant and gullible have indeed bought it, much to their chagrin, as they realize the Nicomoraro bill of goods is rotten at its core. Next paragraph. In fact, no real quote-unquote theories exist in the Earhart disappearance, as the word theories is properly defined. We have the truth, supported by several dozens of eyewitnesses, witnesses, documents, letters, and other evidence that Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan crash-landed in the Marshalls, were picked up and taken to Saipan by the Japanese, and died there at some unknown date before the American invasion in June 1944. Likely as many as 6 years before the Battle of Saipan. Several small details remain unknown. Most importantly, the how and why behind Earhart's plane, the Electra's Millie Atoll landing. But the big picture is lying in plain sight, as clear as the nose on Fred Noonan's face, obvious to all but the blind and the agenda-driven. And we have, next paragraph. And we have enormous transparent lies. First came the original crashed and sank myth, born in 1937 with the Navy Coast Guard search findings, briefly logical until quickly overcome by the facts, which finally became so ludicrous and unacceptable that by the late 1980s that a new deception to distract the sheeple was necessary. Thus was born the current Nicomoraro virus, which continues to be the media's default position, infecting virtually everything Earhart. Even most of the brain dead are no longer fooled, but that doesn't stop our media from continually trying to force this lie down our collective throats. Next paragraph. The truth is that both of these canards have been glorified and raised to the status of theories by a deep state establishment desperate to protect the checkered legacy of our president at the time of Earhart's death, Franklin D. Roosevelt. What one observer has called FDR's, quote, tactical political exercise, unquote, at Yalta in 1945 cost untold tens of millions of Eastern European lives as he sold them out to Stalin while the spy Alger Hiss urged him on, a disgraceful episode in U.S. history. But millions are a mere statistic, as Stalin famously said, and FDR easily survived his treachery. His abandonment of Amelia on Saipan 8 years earlier cost just two lives, hers and Fred Noonan's. But public knowledge of it would have relegated Roosevelt to former president status, and much worse, pariah comes to mind. FDR may have been beloved by many, but Amelia was beloved by everyone with a pulse. FDR had plenty of enemies, and the clear thinking saw him for what he was. But Amelia was a fine soul without guile, and this is why FDR hated her and was happy to leave her to the tender mercies of the barbarians on Saipan. It's all still about protecting the shaky reputation of the father of the modern Democrat Party. And Amelia Earhart is exhibit number one in a legal proceeding that unfortunately will never get underway down here. No American president has been more overrated than FDR, except the treasonous Obama, who will someday join FDR and LBJ in the lowest realm of hell, reserved for U.S. presidents who betrayed their nation. Thus, when this case is discussed by those considered to be knowledgeable professionals whose names are well known to readers of my blog and book and need not be mentioned now, normal rules of investigation, including analysis of evidence and the scientific approach, are thoroughly ignored, and truth is the first casualty. Last paragraph, Deanna. As I constantly stress in Amelia Earhart, the truth at last, and on my blog, EarhartTruth.com, the truth in the Earhart case has been a sacred cow in Washington since the earliest days of the search, and it continues to be. In fact, it's getting worse. The time is long overdue for the truth to be recognized and accepted, and for the parasites who have made their livings by peddling lies about Amelia's sad fate to go away and find more honest ways to earn their livings. End of position statement number two.
Wow. Yes. And it was just as passionate as the first one.
Yeah. But I'm a bit winded.
Yes. Which brings up the, we will be taking calls at 800-313-9443. And, as you mentioned, people might be wondering, well, why after all this time? And why is this so important to you? And at the opening of the program, I mentioned how grateful I am that you took this on, because it has been kind of a mission for you. And you've persevered. And as you said, if they can kill one person, it just made it easier for them to go in and kill. Well,
and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace to break the madness.
You know the answer, so simple to find.
We interrupt this program to bring you a new kind of show. I am Clint Richardson. I apologize, folks. I was scheduled to be on today, and my truck broke down. I just spent about an hour and a half trying to get home after a tow truck dropped me off. But I'm so sorry. Something I can neither help or afford at this point. But we're gonna truck along, I guess. Oh, hey, that was ironic. Truck along. So my apologies. This is Clint Richardson filling in for Deanna today, or supposed to be filling in for Deanna today. And we're going to be joined here in a minute by Dr. Ann Blake Tracy, who was my scheduled guest. As you folks probably have noticed, I've been kind of out of sight, out of mind lately. Deanna is kind enough to let me fill in for her whenever she's doing her healing seminars, learning, and I sure do appreciate that. It's about the only time I do any radio anymore. But let me tell you what I have been working on, because I'm going to need people's help getting this out. As you all know, I don't have to tell most of you that there's a severe, severe censorship going on right now, not only with just generally with websites like my own, as I've watched my daily visits go down and down and down to, oh, about a quarter about what they used to be. My other website has a virus on it, and fortunately the other website is good. What I did was I decided that I was going to make this. I'm trying something new. It's a documentary, but it's also a book. So it's kind of a docu-book. It's kind of an audio-visual presentation. Call it a book, call it a movie, whatever you want to call it. But the idea is to take all the pieces of the vaccine, medical, pharmaceutical, drug. Yeah, you name it. Every aspect of it, from eugenics to genetics, which are pretty much the same thing. In fact, if you look at that old picture of the genetic or the eugenic tree with all the things on it, it has every aspect of the medical field on it, from surgery to genetics to everything else. I was surprised to see that, actually. And I've heard, of course, that eugenics is genetics. Genetics is just a new branding for this. So, as you know, there's all this new fangled designer genes and all that stuff. So all of this, you know, when you put all these pieces together, and this is going to be minimum a 20-hour presentation. This is not something that's, you know, YouTube. It's not going to be on YouTube because they'll take it off right away. It's going to be free, and it's basically, I want you people to realize that the reason you're getting banned, the reason that you're getting censored, the reason that you're having no, you know, the movement that doesn't move is what I call this whole thing, is because you're on the internet. You're not talking to each other, and you're certainly not doing what we used to do, where we actually had some, you know, personal interaction with people. I mean, I remember in We Are Change, for instance, before it got all corrupted, we used to go down, especially in L.A., we'd go down to the Santa Monica Pier, we'd go all these different places, we'd hand out all these DVDs and all these things, and we'd talk to people, and even though sometimes that got really ridiculous, we actually interacted with people. And the rule is, you know, general rule is that if you see someone doing that in three different places or three different times, then it sticks in your head. And of course, at the time, we're all about the 9/11 thing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Vaccines. And that was back when I did my first vaccine documentary. It was 2011. But I've learned so much. I've read hundreds, probably 1,000 studies at this point, and I'm putting all those studies into a documentary. I'm taking all the players, all the pieces, and I'm putting that for two reasons. One, because I know people aren't going to read the studies, even though those studies, let me tell you, these people know exactly what they're doing. These studies that they do, there's two kinds of studies when it comes to vaccines and drugs. There's ones that are sponsored by the pharmaceutical company, and there's ones that are independent. In other words, there's ones that have a conflict of interest that is actually listed in the report or in the study, and then there is the kind that actually is a significant study that actually, the conclusion actually matches what's in the study. The conclusion never matches what's in the study when it's sponsored by a pharmaceutical company. And that's the problem. That's the studies. Those are the studies that are usually used to justify the FDA justifying a drug, for instance, or a vaccine. Now, vaccines, I started out being neutral. I wanted to know if vaccines work. And I was going to present that evidence. If I could find one single bit of evidence that vaccines work, that they do something good. And you know what? I couldn't find it. I did find out that they do work, but they work in a very different way than, of course, we are told. I found out that we're actually supposed to get all these diseases. Everything I say right now is going to be backed up 100% by many, many different studies. You're supposed to get the measles, folks. You're supposed to get the chicken pox. You're supposed to get the flu. Because when you get these diseases in their full natural element, then that actually changes your epigenome. That actually changes your genomic structure. It actually makes you express things that will prevent you from such things as cancer, such things as heart disease, all these leading causes of death. And by the way, doctors are the third. I verified this in triplicate. Doctors are they're actually the first cause of death in the whole world, but they're actually listed in scientific reports and studies. It was reported on the news that doctors are the third leading cause of death in America. We have one of the worst systems possible. It's amazing. And I'm talking about medical doctors here. There's a whole other slew of doctors, including some medical doctors, that actually took nutrition and understand that that's really what the problem is. But for the most part, you're talking about a sociopathic class of people who are that way because they're gobbled up by these corporations who don't give them the opportunity. And here's one other thing that I really want to express before we bring our guest, Ann Blake Tracy, on. That is Dr. Ann Blake Tracy, is doctors do not, and I want to make this absolutely clear, doctors do not take an oath. They do not take a Hippocratic oath. That is complete BS. It is a lie. And I'll tell you why that is. And I'll explain exactly why that is. You see, if you go and you read the oath is to God. That means it's an oath from a man to God. And if you look up the legal definition of an oath, it is always to God. In other words, it is a personal thing that you must believe in. You must actually follow yourself. There is no legal repercussion for breaking that oath. Yes, they take an altered, newfangled oath. They took out the part that says at the end that says if I break this oath, you know, may horrible things befall me, right? Because you're swearing to God. And that's the difference. That is what has happened today. What does the Bible say? The Bible says we will be destroyed by sorcery. It's that the great men of the earth, meaning the wealthy, the powerful men of the earth, will destroy us through sorcery. Sorcery, in the translation through the concordances and the lexicons, actually comes out to the word pharmacopoeia, which is poisoning, okay? Poison, every drug is a poison. Every drug is considered, used to be labeled on every bottle that it's poison. They don't do that anymore. No doctor takes a Hippocratic oath because a Hippocratic oath is to God. It is between yourself and God. It is not a legal instrument. It is not a legal document. And if you don't understand how those two things interplay, how the legal system and the what they call religious law, common law, religious law, and civil law are three very, very different things. And unfortunately, we've all fallen under civil law or legal law. Many scholars have defined legal as being the undoing of God's law. So I want to get that out there. I want you guys to know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to order from China. Because what else can you do? I'm going to order from China some little thumb drives, and they're going to be in the shape of a syringe. And they're going to say lethal injection, and the name of the documentary is, or the book, or whatever you want to call it, is A Corruption of Blood. And I'm going to be finished with this for a while. But I want people to start thinking about this, because I want you to get off the damn internet. I want you to go out. And I want you to hand these things out. I'm not going to charge you any money for it, because if I do, they can censor me. And I've tried to tell people this over and over and over. The only reason I'm not censored is because I do everything free. I ask for donations, which have nothing to do with any of my work, and I do everything for free. And that way, guess what? There's no copyright. What do you think a copyright is? Copyright or a patent? That only counts if there's money. There's no money. You see, there's no censorship if there's no money. If I'm not making a profit, a gain from someone else's material, I'm not breaking any copyright. I'm using it for educational purposes, or what you see on the internet is fair use. And that's what I want people to do. I want to give you these things for as cheap as I possibly can get them, inscribed with that name. And I want you to hand them out. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if this will work. I don't know how many people there actually participate. But by God, this internet thing, it's destroying us. And that's another thing the Bible says. It says we'll be destroyed by knowledge. Well, guess what? What that really means is empty knowledge. Apocalypse. That means empty knowledge. Artificial. False knowledge. And it's not knowledge of anything real. It's not the knowledge of nature. It's in fact the opposite. Why are we being destroyed by information? Well, it's fake. It's not real. Even down to the time that you read on your watch or your computer screen, it's not real. None of this is real. This is the information or the knowledge that my people are perishing from, this digital age that we're entering into. We need to back off from this whole social media thing and actually be social with one another again. And that's my effort, is to say, hey, this, you know, this cost me $5, $2, whatever it is. It cost me much more in time and effort, but that doesn't matter, because the point is to get the entirety of the vaccine, or what we call the anti-vaccine movement, not only to get all the pieces in one place so you can have a full and complete understanding, a literal PhD in vaccine science, which is something you do not hear ever, because if they reported the science, there'd be no drugs. There'd be nothing approved. And remember, every drug that has ever been approved as safe and effective by the FDA, every drug that has ever been removed, stopped, canceled, has first been approved as safe and effective. Why? Because they don't report the actual science. They rely on faulty science. And that is why people believe. It's a faith-based argument. The last thing I'll say, contact me if you want to be part of this, or, you know, at least want to be on some kind of mailing list that I got to get organized. But the one last thing I want to say before we get Ann Blake Tracy on today to talk about one aspect of this, one major aspect. What is it that I want to say? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just bring our guest on. I believe we have Ann Blake Tracy from the. You know what, Ann? I'm so unprepared right now because I had no time to open up anything. I want to try to remember from the top of my head the drug awareness.
.org.
There you go, drugawareness.org. And Ann wrote the epitome of the book on Prozac and other such drugs called. Well, Ann, I'm just going to let you.
Prozac Panacea or Pandora, our serotonin nightmare.
And that's exactly what it's turned out to be. I know people have heard you over the years. You've probably no doubt been on Deanna's show before. I talked to you the other day, and you're kind of in the same boat as me. You've gone through all the motions. You've learned just about as much as you can, although there's still, of course, always much more out there hiding. But I mean,
they continue to
stop
me.
Yeah, yeah. But at this point, you know, it's hard not to feel defeated. And it's hard not to feel like after all this time, this is still going on. It's like not having the influence that, you know, I think anybody that gets into this kind of action, this kind of effort to inform and educate people is bound to be disappointed with the lack of action. Maybe not the lack of response so much, but the lack of actual action. And I think we're both feeling that right now.
Well, what bothers me the most is to see how many have died for no good reason. For no good reason at all, other than greed and power. That's all it was about.
And you know,
When I found out for sure where these drugs came from, who ordered them, why they're out there, and realized we're in World War III and it's being fought with chemicals instead of guns, then I realized where we are.
Well, you know,
scary as to me.
You're the reason that I came to understand that SSRIs, so a lot of these drugs are a molecule away, some of them, from LSD. And
right.
I went further into that research, and I have now found through other documentary evidence, you know, that the entirety of World War I World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam War, all the so-called undeclared wars that we call wars but really aren't. You know, these soldiers, pilots especially, are all, you know, what we've had. Why war got so brutal is because methamphetamine was delivered to the soldiers on all sides, basically. We got all these fighter pilots that are on amphetamines. We've got soldiers on methamphetamines. We've got even in their ration kits, the emergency kits, they had amphetamines to keep them going. Hitler's forces surprised England by marching 3 days without rest,
right.
You know, because they're all on Pervitin, which was this methamphetamine. And of course, all those scientists were brought over to America to continue all that research. And that included all these LSD experiments and everything else. So, well, you kind of shocked me when you explained or you hinted that that this really revolves around that, those LSD experiments, you know, mostly CIA, LSD experiments. Mm-hmm. And I'd like you to explain that to people, what you've found and how deep this really goes.
Okay. Let's see, where do we start? One thing with Hitler, you need to know, too, that he ordered a doctor to come up with the steroids. And this is in my book where I talk about that doctor 14 years later coming out and saying how much he regretted ever developing those drugs. So there's been a long, long history, and I don't know how many people understand how much IG Farben, that pharmaceutical company from Germany, was found guilty of so many crimes during World War II. They were using... All I had to do was walk in, and this was before I knew anything about drugs. I mean, I was totally naive. I didn't grow up around anybody who did drugs. And I don't even drink soda.
Right.
You know, I just never have. So I've had no experience with drugs at all until I had surgery, and that was enough for me to never return. I haven't seen a doctor since, and that was a few decades ago.
Well, let's face it. Doctors have been selling products like these since there was an actual, you know, the doctor basically came from the barber. The barbers and the doctors kind of split after a while, formed their own unions, their own associations. Doctors were selling...
They came from the butchers.
Right. Doctors were selling cigarettes. They sold alcohol. Literally advertising, saying this is a cure-all.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I found out that the cult of Asclepius, which is the actual oath that comes from Asclepius, the single snake wrapped around a twig, as opposed to Hermes' staff, which is now used, the god of thievery and bringing people to the underworld, right? So the whole thing has been, it's like it's been corrupted from something good to something bad. But I also found out it was a snake cult. And so, of course, I look, and sure enough, doctors are behind snake oil. And... amphetamines and everything you can think of has been promoted by and advertised by doctors who now say, of course, smoking is bad. Drinking, you know, you shouldn't drink. But before, you know, you see them with their little white coat and their stethoscope always, because that signifies some power, you know, position. But I'm amazed at the sheer advertisements that I've found with doctors promoting things and saying that they're a cure-all. And now, of course, what do you have, Anne? And I'd actually also like to just speak to this at some point, is now doctors are advertising, again, marijuana. cannabis as the cure-all, just like they did way back when they had to label it poison. So I'm really concerned about this because, of course, what we have are...
Every bit of it's political. In fact, a very good friend of mine that I met back in 73 on his first trip to America, he had just left Buckingham Palace, where he had been honored to spend a week with Prince Charles, because of his expertise as a medical doctor in Austria. He was their top medical doctor, had just been granted like $1 million grant, which is quite a bit of money for a country that small. Anyway, I remember asking him if the day would ever come that he would consider moving to America to practice. And he hit the ceiling. He said, there is absolutely no way I would ever consider that because medicine in America is too political. And just because of his strong response, I never forgot what he said. And what he said rang over and over and over in my mind as I gathered all the information on these drugs and the history. Most people have no clue that PCP was on the market for 7 years. We were told it had a large margin of safety in humans. It was judges and law enforcement that said, get this drug off the market. We're sick and tired of having to deal with the violence that's coming from this drug. The AMA could care less. They didn't do a thing.
No, and that goes with every drug that we consider illicit.
That's right.
Right? Everything from what we call ecstasy or MDMA, like I said, methamphetamine, these are all pharmaceutical concoctions. These are all things that were approved for use. I find that so disturbing, and yet I don't think people really have grasped that purposeful connection. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. Stay tuned, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.